Al Friesen.
Mr. Mayor, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Pretty early morning to be getting up to watch some curling or watch the website, depending on how you had to do it. Exciting. It sounds like everybody's celebrating this morning there.
Well, I know that we're not cleaning our garages. I promise you that.
Good move, Mr. Curling. Mayor.
Why, thank you.
What does this mean to have a local team from a relatively small town like Altona make it all the way to the World Junior Curling Gold Medal Final Game?
Well, to coin a phrase, we're excited as stink. yeah, we've been following Team Zacharias all year. Of course, we're excited when they, you know, took the step and joined, created another team or created a team with some hot curlers from Eastern Canada. And then they won the provincials. And, of course, we were watching as they won Team Canada. At our curling club, we opened up the upstairs and had a viewing party. We intend to do the same thing tonight at 1 in the morning.
You're going to open up at 1. Is that the start time for the game?
That is the start time for the game. So there, Russia is 13 hours ahead.
You mentioned that some of the curlers are from Eastern Canada. So are, yep. not all the members of the team are from Altona?
Two are from Altona, Emily and Mackenzie Zacharias, and their coach Sheldon. As mentioned earlier, Loren and Carly are from Eastern Canada. So they've been spending their winter here in Manitoba. And, of course, as we are just as excited as you hinted at, that Team Gaultier, the men, will be playing in the semis later on for their chance to make it to the finals as well.
8 o'clock tonight for the men's gold medal game. And as you mentioned, Mr. Yeah. Mayor, 1 a.m. And I can imagine that there will be lights going on all over Manitoba. Curling is such an incredible game in these parts. And it's captured the imagination of countries worldwide, because in years past, there's no way we would have seen a Canada-Korea final gold medal game, and let alone with Korea being the dominant team in the round robin. It's just great how the game and how the sport has grown.
You're absolutely right. I know that, you know, with it becoming an Olympic sport, countries like Japan and China and Korea, they are putting huge resources into that. So we historically have done well. We will need to work very hard to continue to do well.
Tell me what goes into hosting a party at 1 in the morning. That's a, like, how do you prep to stay up? We get up around not long after that, so we might be able to handle this, Greg and Brett. But what are you guys doing? What's being planned in terms of a hopeful gold medal celebration in the middle of the night?
Until Mackenzie made that hit in the extra end for the win, we was more or less just general sort of talk. But now the planning will start. The invitations will go out. Our Town of Altona Facebook page will invite people to come. Last time for the Team Canada thing, we had basically put the game on the big screen and opened up the kitchen and the bar, and anybody who wanted to come was welcome. The place was full of Team Zacharias fans and lots of family, and I know that that's their intent to be there again tonight. So the planning will get underway as soon as I hang up the phone.
Well, 9 to 5 is a good work day, so why not 9 to 5 is a play day? Start the party at 9, go till 5 a.m., boom, 9 to 5, done.
Can you give us a sign-out excuse slip for that?
100%. Just send me the forms. I'll sign them for you.
Perfect.
All right. Altona Mayor Al Friesen joining us live on 680 CJOB. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Have fun, I guess, tomorrow morning, shall we say.
We certainly will. We'll do a huge shout-out for Team Zacharias.